let's double your business revenue. How? Arian helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arian can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arian as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Taro International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Taro.com.
Friday afternoon, what do? We call on Jeff Pitts from City View because he knows what to do. Stuff going on in the metro and beyond this weekend and into next week. Jeffrey, our...
Big buildup. Love the hype.
So what is our arts and entertainment coordinator up to this week?
You sure you want to know?
Yeah. You're always, you bring it, man. Every week you bring all these very interesting things to do.
I dug deep this week. We got some interesting ones here. First, this isn't interesting, but the Iowa Wild season's over. Tonight's the last game. Yep. First winning record in team history.
That's right.
And they host tonight, 7 o'clock, Wells Fargo Arena. They play the Milwaukee Admirals.
I know the Milwaukee Admirals.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I follow them. And you see, this has all been due to me.
Yes. You stayed away all season.
I stayed away all season.
You broke the curse.
And they won.
Mm-hmm.
I can go back next year.
Don't do it.
All right, tonight, 7 o'clock, down at the Well.
Yep. Season finale. Also,
so that means they're not in the Calder Cup playoffs or nothing, huh?
They might be on the edge, but I think I'm not sure they made it.
All right.
Yep. If they are, we'll know it next
week. We'll
know more. Yep. Okay, also tonight, Spooky Spring is tonight.
Woo!
It's Friday the 13th, you know that, right?
Oh, that's right, it is.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
I know. Has anything happened to you yet?
Not yet. The night is young.
So, at Java Joe's Coffee House tonight, Friday the 13th, 7:30 to 9, this is hosted by Alien Head Emoji. Alien Head Emoji is a Des Moines-based improvisation comedy trio comprised of Sean Dengler, Clifton Antoine, and Robert Britton. Honestly, I have no idea if these folks are entertaining or not. But I love their name, Alien Head Emoji.
Alien Head Emoji.
And I like Java Joe's.
I like it, yeah. All those things work.
That kind of sounds fun.
What time is that tonight?
7:30.
All right.
7:30 to 9.
So if you don't like hockey?
Java Joe's.
Java Joe's.
If you don't like the ice, get a steaming.
That's right.
Cup of coffee. Also tonight, this is a good one, Spring Gallery Night in Valley Junction. Valley Junction's kicking off the season.
They're always doing something.
Yep.
They're always doing something at Valley Junction.
They are.
Always doing something.
The historic Valley Junction Spring Gallery Night features 8 galleries showcasing fine artwork, jewelry, and one-of-a-kind objects by local and international artists.
One of a kind.
Each gallery will have unique offerings for guests to enjoy, free and open to the public. Well, artwork's not free.
Well, I was going to say, but you can browse for free.
That's right.
Right.
Looking's free.
Jim Miller, I think he's the guy that's over the... historic Valley Junction guy. I think he's the guy.
Yeah, he's the guy.
We always have to have a guy or a girl.
Or a person.
Yeah, a person. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, when you say, hey, I got a guy. Yeah, it could be also female, right? I got a guy. Her name is Stephanie.
Who's your favorite guy artist?
My guy?
Or girl artist? Who's your favorite artist? You big into art?
No.
No.
No,
me neither.
I there's a lot of.
I wish I was, but
We've got some original work at our house.
Yeah,
yeah, and Michael Hines,
kids.
I believe it was. No,
finger painting,
second grade finger painting. No, some really, really unique Iowa stuff. Yeah, so it's kind of fun. But
that is fun. All right, this weekend. Saturday, and this one's a little off the beaten path, but that's what we do here, Michael.
That's for
sure. I do the digging. Okay, are you ready for Man in the Arena? Theodore Roosevelt, a one-man show. That's the name of
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be really interesting.
Come and meet the Bull Moose himself, Teddy Roosevelt. Award-winning actor Derek Evans brings to life the 26th president of the United States, one of the most exciting and charismatic personalities in all of history.
Ever.
Yep.
You know, PBS did a special on the Roosevelts and Teddy Roosevelt. And I think, I want to say, anyway, I thought it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy was everywhere.
Yeah.
Did everything.
Yep.
And yeah, so where is this and when is
Pella
this?
Pella Opera House.
At the Pella Opera House. Oh, go
Saturday
to this.
Night,
ladies and gentlemen, if you take a little drive over to Pella and check this out. I mean, anything to do with Teddy Roosevelt is going to be good.
It sounds good. It sounds neat. That's why I put it on. It's a little bit of a drive, but I think it might be worth it. And I wish my nickname was Bull Moose.
You know, he was president, and then he was not president for a while, and then he came back, and then
started
he was going to
write
again. Right, started the third party. And that kind of fell apart, and he got a little sideways with a whole bunch of people, but fascinating history.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the Rough Riders.
Well, of course.
Cuba. All right. Also this weekend, Saturday morning breakfast lovers who love pancakes and sweet toppings for the same. And you have to drive a little bit for this one, too, but it might be worth it. It's a maple syrup celebration in Madrid, Iowa. My apologies.
All the way to Spain for this.
Right.
You are digging up some stuff, man. All right, so Madrid.
Maple syrup celebration.
Is it syrup or syrup?
How do you say it?
I say syrup.
I say syrup.
Do you say syrup?
I think I do.
Oh.
Either way.
Madrid or Madrid.
Pancakes, waffles. Sounds good.
Good stuff.
That's at 8 a.m.
8 a.m. on Saturday?
8 a.m.
What?
Starts at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. to 11:30. All right. Also this weekend, the Life Expo. Are you dreaming of a new career, applying to colleges, bringing home your first child, finding your first home to rent or buy, entering well-deserved retirement? What is the next step for you? The Life Expo is all about meeting you exactly where you are at your stage of life. Whether you're starting a family, graduating from high school, or looking for a career change, Life Expo is a one-stop shop for the resource you need to thrive in your next stage of life.
Ah, got it.
This weekend, Wells Fargo Arena.
The Life.
Or I should say the Iowa Event Center.
Yeah, the Life.
The Life Expo.
Life Expo.
If you need.
Life.
If you're transitioning and you need expert advice, it sounds like it's going to be there.
All right.
Might be something. Feathers of Fire.
Ooh, I'm thinking Phoenix. You know, the bird, the Phoenix,
rise from its own ashes.
Yeah, right.
This is a Persian epic that's visually breathtaking cinematic shadow play. It's a shadow play. They use shadows as the, for all ages. This is created by Amin Rahmanian, a 2014 Guggenheim Fellowship-winning filmmaker, visual artist. The play unfolds an action-packed magical tale of star-crossed lovers from the 10th century Persian epic Shamana. The Book of Kings. Zau and Rubida, who triumph at the end against all odds.
You really were digging for some cool stuff, weren't you?
This is Civic Center.
I know. Yeah, this is big stuff.
Yeah, this is going to be neat.
Shadow puppets? Is that what you said?
It looks pretty neat on the thing. I don't know how they do it, but the actors or whatever are shadows.
Got it. Not puppets.
Not puppets. Oh,
okay, shadows.
It looks pretty cool. Yeah.
Shadows in Persia.
This is at 1 o'clock. This is kid-friendly. 1 o'clock Saturday.
Good.
You ever do shadow?
I can make a duck.
Also Saturday, Iowa Barnstormers play the Nebraska Danger, Wells Fargo.
How are they doing? How are the Barnstormers doing these days?
It's a good question.
Yeah, okay.
You haven't been to one of those games either.
Yeah, no. All I do is work,
man. They're just
man.
Getting warmed up. They should be good. They're supposed to be good. They were good last year. Okay, also this weekend, American Federation of New Zealand Rabbit Breeders National Show.
All right.
Yes.
All right. We got rabbit breeders coming to town.
Yep. Starts Friday, runs through Sunday at the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
3 big days, ladies and gentlemen, rabbit breeders from New Zealand.
Don't miss a moment.
Yeah, that's right. Watch your furry friends.
You ever get into rabbits? You ever own a rabbit?
No.
I heard they make terrible pets.
Chickens, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no
chickens.
Rabbits. Chickens. But these are New Zealand rabbits.
New Zealand rabbits. Well, it's the best kind. Yeah. It's totally the best kind. All right, next week, let's move on.
Cracky. New Zealand rabbits.
Les Miserables.
Oh, that's that French thing.
That's that French thing. This famed French fable is set in 19th century France and tells the tale of a French peasant who is released after serving 19 years in prison. 19 years. Vowing to change his ways and pursue a better life, the peasant breaks his parole, assumes an alias, and becomes a wealthy factory owner. All's well until he becomes the guardian of a young girl, and a policeman with knowledge of his past aims to capture him. Les Mis is coming to the Civic Center.
That.
Starting Thursday.
Yeah, at the Civic Center. You know, that is an amazing, amazing piece of work.
You know, I've never seen it.
That's great.
It's in English. Right?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's in English, but it's this is about the whole French Revolution. And it's, you know, And Les Miserables, you know, are the miserables.
Yeah.
The people who are miserable, let them eat cake, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, oh, yeah. Off of their heads.
I can relate. Play ball!
Yeah, let's go.
Cubs had opening day last week, and this week they will have 3 games. Well, Thursday they have a game, then Friday, Saturday. So, starting this weekend and next weekend, the Iowa Cubs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Give me those days again. So they played
Thursday.
Yesterday?
No. Sorry.
Oh, this is coming up.
This is next. We're talking next week.
Okay.
Now. We moved on.
I gotta keep up, Michael. Come on, keep up.
Although they did play last Thursday, I think was opening day.
All right. So this coming Thursday.
Yep. Nashville Sounds, 6:38 p.m. Thursday.
Got it.
Thursday. Okay. Now, this next one is running, has already started, and will run all through next week,
through
April 29th. At the dawn of a new century, everything is changing and anything is possible. 3 families, embodied by an upper-class wife, a Jewish immigrant, and a Harlem musician, cross paths and their lives intertwine in a pursuit of the American dream.
Yeah, I've heard something about this.
We did this last week, too.
That's what I
Ragtime.
Yeah. Ragtime, yeah. Sorry. Something about this sounds familiar. And this is the Des Moines Playhouse.
Playhouse, yep. Should be a good one.
Ragtime.
Yep, Ragtime. All right. Also, this kind of sounds neat, too. If you're a Central Iowa native, you might... You remember, for City View now, we have Brian Duffy. Duffy
right,
cartoons.
Sure, yeah.
Yep. Well, Brian, he's a staple in Central Iowa.
He's a bicyclist.
Yep.
Yeah, good guy.
Very talented. Been around forever.
I got to get him on the Business News
Hour.
You should. I saw him not long ago. I said, Brian, come on. We got to hook up on the Business.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, okay. You know,
right. Cartoons don't really translate to radio.
But he's got an interesting life.
Oh, I'm sure.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm sure. But before Duffy, there was Ding Darling.
Ding Darling.
That's right. So the Register actually had a pretty good tradition of cartoonists. Well, there's a new exhibition open at Drake University, examines the life and work of a Drake honorary degree holder, J.N. Ding Darling, 2-time Pulitzer Prize winning political cartoonist and environmental conservationist.
Yeah, the Ding Darling stuff, that was the 40s, 50s, 60s?
That's probably like about right. I mean, I think it started even in the 20s.
And
he did it for a long time.
Amazing work. They have several of his pieces at the Wallace State Office Building here in Des Moines for the Iowa Agricultural Department.
Yep.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So there's the exhibit that's going on through April, but then also this coming Thursday is a presentation, What Ding Might Say. Featuring presentations by Dennis Ryerson, former editor of the Register,
Dennis,
and Neil Hamilton, professor of law.
Oh, Ryerson's coming out of mothballs.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It sounds cool. Ding Darling. So, That's it.
That's it.
That's what we got.
We ended on an up note, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
You bet.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. All kinds of stuff going on this weekend into next week with Jeff Pitts from CityView. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, hope you've had a great week. We will be on, by the way, Sunday at 2 o'clock on News Talk 1540 KXEL. That's at 2 o'clock on Sunday with the Week in Review. Till then, have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.